Hello listeners, welcome to the podcast Ragadri. I wish you all a happy and a prosperous year 2021. As we are heading into the 10th episode, we'll begin with a beautiful quote by Virginia Rometty, the ex-CEO of IBM. "Someone once told me, growth and comfort do not coexist." That's something worth to remember, isn't it? Comfort level can be attained when we are good at something. This is convenient for some time, but comfort zone is a place where you remain stagnant without the curiosity to enhance, network and share. When you want to grow, you have to come out of the shell with a vision to learn more. Curiosity level contributes to learning new things and not remaining stagnant at your comfort level. When we start to grow, we no longer feel comfortable being in the dark zone seeking comfort. Explore, read, think, listen, and do the things for which your heart beats faster. That's the beginning of getting out of your comfort zone and trying to be better than your former self. And that is self-growth. On that note, we begin our 10th episode with a wonderful kriti by Muthuswami Dikshidhar in Raga Bhairavi, Bala Gopala Palaya Ashuma, set to Adi Tala, which is a Tala of 8 beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This is Adi Tala, a Tala of 8 beats. In this composition, each beat of the Adi Tala is repeated twice to make it as 16 beats, that is 8 into 2, 16. The composition is in praise of Rajagopala Swami of Mannarkudi. Sri Vidya Rajagopala Swami is an ancient temple initially constructed by the Kulothunga Chola king. Here Lord Narayana, in the form of Krishna, came in the dreams of sage Gopillar and asked him to construct a temple for him. The town is called Mannarkudi, means the abode of Lord Narayana, who is referred to as Mannar. The town is located on the banks of the Kaveri River and the Lord is in the form of Bala Gopala. The name Bala Gopala or Gopala Krishna means the one who protects the cow. It dually refers to the protector of the universe, where Go means universe and Bala means protector. He is also the Lord of love, kindness and compassion. According to Bhagavata Purana, Krishna was born as the eighth child to Devaki and Vasudeva. When Devaki and Vasudeva got married, Kamsa had been told by his kingdom astrologer that he would be killed by Devaki's child. Kamsa tried to kill every child being born to them, but when Krishna was born, Vasudeva carried him across the cyclonic Yamuna river and exchanged the babies with his friend Nanda Gopal and secretively came back to the prison. When Kamsa came to know about the newborn, he tried to kill it when the baby arose as Yogamaya, who was later called Subhadra, as the sister of Krishna in the story of Mahabharata, warned Kamsa about his death and said that the child had been born. The story of Krishna's childhood and youth has been popularly known as Leela according to Bhagavata Purana. The Leelas have been beautifully described in Jayadeva's Ashtapati, where he romanticizes the enchantment of Krishna with Radha. The Rasa Leela with the Gopikas has also been incredibly described in the Gopika Geetam, where the Gopikas sang around Krishna, who played the mesmerizing flute, expressing their undivided love. The Gopika Charitram mentions the concept of egoless bhakti on Lord Krishna, as each of the Gopikas considered him as a lover, but no one fought with each other for their love. Melpathur Narayana Bhattadri in 68th Dashakam of Narayaniyam sported the Rasleela, which is considered to be equivalent to reciting the Gopika Geetam. I would like to present one of the shlokas from the 68th Dashakam of Narayaniyam.
Tav vilokanat gopika janah pramata sankuna pankajekshana अमृतधारया संप्लुता इव स्तिमिततां दधूत्वत्पुरोगता स्तिमिततां दधूत्वत्पुरोगता
The meaning of the shloka describes their unconditional love on Lord Krishna, where he has been described to have eyes like that of lotus petals. With the mesmerizing music from his flute, he captures the heart of gopikas as they stood motionless, immersed themselves in the nectar of eternal bliss. As Krishna became an adult, he returned to Mathura to rescue his parents from the torture of Kamsa by killing him. After this incident, he made the father of Kamsa Ugrasena to lead the kingdom, and he moved to Dwaraka where he built his kingdom with Yadavas. The prominence of Krishna can be witnessed in Mahabharata, where he became a friend of Panchali, who was the daughter of King Drupada. He also befriended Arjuna and the other Pandavas and stood by them. He protected the honor of Draupadi when she was insulted during the game of dice when Pandavas lost themselves and also Draupadi to Duryodhana and the Kauravas led by Shakuni, who was the maternal uncle of Kauravas. To fight against the adharma committed and to establish the dharma, Krishna became the charioteer of Arjuna in the battle of Mahabharata. When Arjuna trembled by seeing all his relatives standing to fight against him, he dropped his kandipa, the bow, and admits that he could not fight against them as they were all his family. Krishna then rose and taught the nuances of life, its nature, the lifestyle to follow, the impermanence of material things, the ultimate truth of Atma Chaitanya, the duties and responsibilities of every human being in the form of Karma Yoga. The conversation between Arjuna and Krishna is the nectar we have today called the Bhagavad Gita. In the 9th chapter of Gita, Krishna assured that for those who strive hard to understand the eternal truth of Paramatma Swarupa, he would take care of their requirements and protect them from all miserable conditions of their lives. The shloka is
Ananyaschintayanto maam ye jana paryupasate तेषां नित्याभियुक्तानां योगक्षेमं वहाम्यहम्.
Coming to the raga, Bhairavi is a Bhashanga Sampurna raga having two different Daivata Prayogas. This raga is considered to be an ancient raga as old as 1500 years. The scale is
Sagare gama patani sa sanidapa magare sa.
The placement is Chatushruti Rishabham, Sadharana Gandharam, Shuddha Madhyamam, Kaishiki Nishatam, and Chatushruti Daivatam in the ascending scale with Shuddha Daivatam in the descending scale. Let's explore the Kriti. Na 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 Let's explore the meaning of the composition. Pallavi, Bala Gopala, Palaya Ashuma, Bhakta Vatsala, Kripa Jalade. Meaning, I worship Lord Narayana in the form of Bala Gopala,
who protects the cows and also who is affectionate towards his devotees. I request the Lord, who is the ocean of mercy, to protect me as well. Anupallavi, Neela, Neeradha, Sharira, Dheeratara, Neerajakara, Nirupama, Anandakara, Leelaya, Gopa Veshadhara, Muralidhara, Sridhara, Dhamodharavara. Meaning, Gopala, who has a body in blue and hands as tender as the lotus, is fearless and also the Swarupa of eternal bliss. He who protects the cow and sportingly plays his flute to enchant the Gopikas bears Goddess Mahalakshmi on his chest. He is the eminent one who has the marks of ropes on his stomach. Charanam, Chanura, Malla, Harana, Nipunatara, Charana, Nihata, Shakatasura, Murahara. Balagopala defeated Chanura and Malla and bashed down Shakatasura with his divine foot. Manikya, Makutahara, Valayadhara, Matta, Ibha, Kumbha, Bedhana, Patutara. Vani, Isha, Archita, Pitam Bharadhara. Lord, who is adorned with crown and ornaments, with precious stones, and who is admired by Brahma, is efficient in splitting the forehead of a mad elephant. Vaijayanti, Vanamaladhara, Anavadi, Vijaya, Manasagara, Apahata, Kamsa, Suranuta, Bhusura. He is the one who wears the garland of Tulsi and that of forest flowers, resides in the heart of his devotees, removing the ego and other such impermanency. He killed the demon Kamsa, rescuing his parents from Kamsa's torture. Drona, Karna, Duryodhanadikara, Draupati Mana, Samrakshanakara, Vainika Gayaka, Guru Guha Nutapura, Vairi Vihita, Gopika Manohara. Meaning, Lord Narayana, who shattered Guru Drona, Karna and Duryodhana, protected Draupadi's esteem. He, who is praised enthusiastically by Guru Guha and admired by Mahadeva, enchants Gopikas with his Venugana. Even in the Thirumangai Aalvar Periya Thirumozhi of Thiruvenkadam, Aalvar describes how Lord Krishna captivates the heart of Gopikas with his Venugana and how he chose to become the charioteer of Arjuna to protect Dharma in the war of Bharata.
பார்த்தர்காய் அன்று பாரதம் கை செய்தேட்டமன்ற பரஞ்சுட கோதம் காயர்த்தம் பாடிய குறவை பிணைந்த எம் கோவன ஏத்துவார் தமன கட்டும் அடைநஞ்சமேட்டும் அடைநஞ்சமே திருவே கட்டும் அடைநஞ்சமே திருவே கட்டும் அடைநம்
Such a wonderful composition, isn't it? Muthuswami Dikshita's composition is known for the right usage of words, which is similar to how Adi Shankara explained the concept of Advaita in simple Sanskrit language in Bhajagovindam. Even in this composition in the Anupallavi, Dikshita mentions this concept with the words Nirupama Anandakara, which means there is no difference between Balagopala and the Brahman as he is the form of Paramatma Swarupa. I want to share with you all some interesting facts about this temple. In this temple, Gopalakrishna appears as a cowherd boy with a lash on his left hand and butter on his right hand. The life of Krishna at Gokulam is considered to be the 32nd Leela, where Lord Narayana appeared as Vasudeva in the dream of Gopila for the construction of this temple. Since he appeared as Vasudeva in the dream, the Moolavar is called Vasudeva Perumal and the Utsavar is called Rajamannar, which led to the name of the city being Mannarkudi. Despite the prominence of the temple, this is not considered to be one among the 108 Divyadesams. This temple is considered as Dakshin Dwaraka along with the temple of Guruvayur and is well known for the massive granite walls surrounding the 9 Tirthams of the temple. With such an amazing Puranic story, we come to the end of 10th episode. Stay tuned to Ragatri, the Carnatic Music Gateway. Once again, I wish you all a very happy and thriving new year. Meet you all in the next episode. Until then, bye-bye.